not as if we'd given it 1 year and then thought it's not working, let's go back. You know, we'd given it 3 years. If you look objectively at attendance figures and sponsorship data over the last 3 years, we didn't find it was increasing on a year-by-year basis. In fact, if anything, it was decreasing. And I think at the end of the day, we'd have to recognize financial imperatives and commercial drivers. And even though we'd expressed the commitment and the involvement in the community in Oxford, as I already mentioned, if the average attendance is as low as it was during the last season, and if we had had difficulties we had had in gaining material commercial sponsorship, then I'm afraid that for any rugby club, that is not a financially sustainable model in the medium or long term. And I think that was cause us to consider coming back to Aldgate Park in Southwest London because of the cost of revenue implications, frankly.
I know you're meeting the fans, or you plan to meet the fans and members of the club. Is this sort of partially to sort of gauge opinions as to how the club re-established the base and move forward from the base back in Southwest London?
Very much so, Phil. I think there's an opportunity to lay out our store, as it were, in front of the potential fan base in Southwest London. I think it's to touch base again with that traditional fan base and to encourage people to come and support us as we return to what many have seen, obviously, as our spiritual home at Aldgate Park, and to encourage people to come along and support us as we re-engage in Southwest London.
What now? Which directions are you looking at? Is it then to start building, to looking at options in the West, Southwest London area for expansion, should success come again, maybe at the end of this season?
I think that's very much it, Phil. I think our aspiration has always been to play top-level rugby. I mean top-level rugby. That has worked out in two of the past three seasons as we've gained promotion to the Premiership, but sadly, it hasn't been sustainable. I think our aspiration continues to be to play top-level rugby, whether that's at Premiership level or, as some have conjectured, possibly looking at a participation in the Pro 12 Celtic League, for example. That's also been mooted, and I think there'd be a degree of support behind that possibility as well. But I think whether it's Premiership or whether it's Pro 12 rugby, which some have conjectured, I think the aspiration remains to play top-level rugby, and we have to recognise that perhaps whilst playing at Aldgate Park in the coming season is, as you say, an opportunity to regroup, retrench, lick our wounds, as it were, and to revitalise the squad and go forward, it may be that we will, as a reality check, have to look at alternative options in Southwest London, and I stress that fact that it's going to be somewhere with good public transport access in this part of the world as we look forward to taking the club to a new position.
There has been talk. Brentford, of course, have a new stadium which is to come online at some point, ground yet to be broken. AFC Wimbledon are progressing through their stadium development, but that is some time off. Is it fair to say that you are talking to potentially, or will be talking to potentially, interested parties who may look for ground shares, who may look for elite sporting development possibility?
Very much so, Phil, yes. We are looking at all realistic options in this part of the world, and we are looking to develop those discussions on a reasonable basis, clearly. But our hope would be that we'd be able to reach some sort of accommodation with an appropriate third party in the interests of each party, with the London Welsh and of the third party. And I think we will look at all options available to us as we go forward over the next year.
How long-term, though, would your planning be, Blething? Would the club be prepared to accept even winning the championship but not moving forward because the ground position, or the stadium position, wasn't quite right? I mean, you know, Bedford have always expressed that, you know, they would try and win the championship maybe, but would accept that they couldn't get promoted. Would Welsh accept that for a couple of years whilst plans were put in place to compete at the highest level, but maybe not take the step into, you know, where ground requirements are slightly more stringent, slightly bigger, until you're ready?
Let me answer that question in this way, Phil. You recall that 3 years ago now, though it seems like an awful lot longer than that, when we gained promotion to the Premiership for the first time, it was only in It was only in January of 2012 that we began seriously to look at what the options might be in the event that we won the championship last year. And we were able, within a very short period of time, within a month or two, to be able to locate the Kassam Stadium in Oxford. And I would like to think that with the correct will and enthusiasm and support and resources, we would be able to, within a relatively short period of time, be able to identify and move forward with a location which, if we were to win the championship and gain promotion back to the Premiership, then we would be able to establish a location which would satisfy the minimum criteria that would be necessary for promotion.
And ideally now, with this change of direction, that would be back in the West, South West London area?
That's our current ambition and goal, certainly. Mm.
Can I just ask you about the Pro 12 option as well? How feasible is it? I mean, you know, the playing as another region, is that still something that wants to be, you want to investigate?
I think it's, well, we are London Welsh, and we are, at the end of the day, very much a team that believes in its Welsh tradition, its Welsh roots. And I think that's why, as an option, it is attractive to many people in this part of London. I think it's a symbiotic relationship too, Phil. I think it would be an option that's attractive to a number of Celtic teams. For example, I suspect that the likes of Munster or Ulster or Glasgow or Edinburgh would far rather travel and get the flight to Heathrow than to certain other areas which currently participate in the Pro 12. Just as I'm sure travelling Welsh fans would prefer to come down the M4 in their coaches to southwest London than perhaps go further afield. So I think it's a symbiotic and a relationship here which could benefit all parties, which I think would bring an extra added dimension to Pro 12 if you're able to establish a London franchise.
Do you think that some lessons that have been learned that will be reapplied back in the more traditional area, shall we call it, that will hopefully push the club forward?
Undoubtedly, Phil, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think the sign, I think, of a mature club, hopefully, is to learn from the lessons it's garnered over the past few seasons. If you don't learn from that, then how can you realistically go forward? I think some of the lessons learned include, for example, recognising what it takes to succeed at the very top level of professional sport in the rugby domain. And that means ensuring that you have the right infrastructure in place, as well as a good playing squad. It's to ensure that you have a number of other factors in play, I mean, good communications, good ground support staff. I think there are a number of lessons that we learned in that respect, which will stand us in good stead as we return to South West London.